the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light in cooperation with the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today by Morton Wishengrad is entitled The Search and features Mitzi Gould as Jenny Ahrens.
To see her at Landsberg. She'd just been transferred from Buchenwald. She spoke to no one. She was content to sit. Her face was limp, pale. Her hair was gray. Her nose pinched. Her eyes faded. A rusty safety pin fastened her coat. A shabby pair of men's shoes encased her feet. I held her transfer card in my hand. She looked 61. The card said age 31. Her name was typewritten on the card, but I asked her what it was. It was something to talk about. I asked her name twice.
Ahrens. A-H-R-O-N-S. Jenny Ahrens.
Landsberg is one of the best DP camps. I hope you like it here.
Ahrens. A-H-R-O-N-S.
Yes. Yes, I know. I'm glad to know you.
A-H-R-O-N-S.
You spell it very well, Jenny. Extremely well.
Number 190062.
This is Landsberg, Jenny. Here there are no numbers.
Ahrens. A-H-R-O-N-S.
Yes, Jenny. Yes, of course.
A-H-R-O-N-S. Jenny Ahrens.
She was dead. Jenny Ahrens was dead. Jenny Ahrens was a number. Her flesh was warm, but you could touch the flesh and find no spirit. Her eyes were open, the pupils dilated, the pupils contracted, but you could probe her eyes and find no light.
A-H-R-O-N-S. Jenny Ahrens. 1900.
I was the second to see Jenny Ahrens. I am the physician of Camp Landsberg, the midwife of anguish. I count the pulse of the damned. I watched her eat.
Eat, Jenny?
She swallowed without chewing. I've seen a cretin eat like this, but she was no cretin.
Another plate, Jenny.
Jenny. Jenny. Jenny Ahrens. This is Landsberg. You are liberated. Jenny Ahrens, it is a new time for you. You will eat from hunger, but not from fear. Do you understand?
190062.
Shall I make out the report, Doctor?
No, no. There have been 12 reports on Jenny Ahrens. Those are enough reports. Let's see what she needs and let's give it to her. I am a physician. A physician must understand more than what the flesh requires.
How do you look for a missing soul? How do you find it? And when it's found, how is the soul nurtured? And with what? Slowly, we rouse Jenny Ahrens.
Jenny, we found this picture.
This is you, Jenny, isn't it? And your husband?
The little girl is your daughter, isn't she?
She has fine blonde hair, Jenny. Very pretty.
Pretty. Yes, pretty.
Jenny, is your husband still alive?
No.
Are you sure, Jenny?
He is dead. I saw.
And the child?
Also dead.
Are you sure?
They took her.
Then you don't know that she's dead?
They took her. She is dead.
You are not sure. She could be alive.
Nothing is alive. She is dead.
You have no proof.
No.
Then perhaps somewhere here or elsewhere she is alive.
No.
Jenny, it is so easy to say yes.
No.
Then say maybe. Maybe is such an easy word.
No.
Say it, Jenny. Say, maybe my daughter is still alive.
Maybe.
Say the rest of it.
Maybe my daughter is still... It is not possible.
Maybe is possible. Perhaps.
Perhaps.
What is her name, Jenny?
Was.
No, is. What is her name?
Maybe.
All right. Then maybe her name is...
Maybe Ilse.
Ilse Ahrens. A pretty name.
Ilse Ahrens. A-H-R-O.
No, no, Jenny. You're tired. No more questions.
Jenny. Jenny, look. Here's a doll. Perhaps Ilse had a doll like this. It comes from America. This is. Don't cry, Jenny. It's your doll. No one will take the doll away. No one. No one ever.
The scalpel has not been made to lay bare a human soul. For the soul is not exposed. It arises. It wells forth of itself. It is beyond the chemical formula for bone and for tissue. It has no substance, yet it extinguishes the learning in books and the knowledge of all that is not in the heart. The soul arises, even the soul of Jenny Ahrens.
Ilse.
How old was she in this picture?
3 years. 3 years, 1 month.
Jenny, where was the picture taken?
I do not remember.
The word Poznan is printed on the back of the photograph. Was it in Poznan?
Perhaps.
Try to remember, Jenny. Try hard. Did you live in Poland, in the city of Poznan? Did you, Jenny?
Yes. In Poznan.
You and your husband and Ilse.
Yes.
Your husband is dead, but Ilse is not dead.
She is dead also.
Perhaps. Maybe.
She is dead also. Maybe.
Good. If maybe dead, therefore also maybe alive.
Why? This is why, Jenny. Because of the picture. She has blonde hair.
I don't...
You will understand. Jenny, what was the color of Ilse's eyes?
Eyes blue.
Listen, Jenny. Sometimes when children had blue eyes and blonde hair, they were permitted to live. It's the truth.
She is dead.
Maybe. She has blonde hair and blue eyes. Jenny, we have records. Military government records. German baby farms for kidnapped children with blonde hair and blue eyes.
You are saying the truth?
Yes.
Maybe she lives.
Yes, Jenny. It is something to hope for.
Doctor, shall I hope?
I don't know. I will not lie to you. But Jenny Arons, if you do not hope, then what are you?
190062.
Yes, Jenny.
I will hope.
I am the third to try to reclaim the lost soul of Jenny Arons. Elberfield is my name. Elberfield, Joint Distribution Committee, Landsberg. The doctor said to me,
Elberfield, to reclaim this woman, you and the Joint Distribution Committee must work a miracle. I am a doctor, but I believe in miracles.
And so the Joint Distribution Committee began to work. Began to trace a little girl, maybe. Hello, Elberfield speaking.
Hello. Our Polish government bureau reports that there was a baby farm west of Poznan, close to the German border.
Anything else?
There were 137 babies there from Lodz, Warsaw, and Poznan.
How many were girls?
Less than half.
How many of the girls had blonde hair and blue eyes?
All of them. That's why they remained alive.
Can they trace what happened to them?
Partially. In 1943 or early in 44, the baby farm was suddenly shut. The babies were distributed to private families for adoption and Aryanization.
Was the name of Ilse Arons among them?
Sorry, the names have been destroyed.
You can't ever leave hope alone. You have to help it. You have to work on hope yourself. So Jenny Arons came with me to assist in the search.
It is many years. How will I know her?
You will see her. One day you will see her and you will know her.
But how can I search for something that may be dead?
You are also searching for yourself. Jenny Arons, at least you are entitled to yourself. Come, we're going to Augsburg. There's a promising lead.
In the next room, Mr. Elberfield.
Jenny, this is our field representative in Augsburg. Schindler, tell her what you've done.
There's evidence that some of the children from the baby farm were sent to Ulm, Ingolstadt, Erlangen, Kronach, and Augsburg. We've marked the places on the map.
These little flags?
Yes. These five towns here, and then toward the southeast, Regensburg, Degendorf, Passau, three more towns.
Jenny, if Ilse is alive, she may be in one of these eight towns.
These children will have no German birth certificates, or else their birth certificates will be forgeries. We have ways of telling a forgery.
Then, somewhere here, one of these children.
Say it.
Ilse, maybe.
And maybe in the next room. Maybe through the door.
You said I will know her.
If she is there, you will know her. Schindler, how many children are in that room?
Three. They have no birth certificates. The stories of their alleged parents were false.
Jenny, I want you to go through that door.
I will go. They are good children.
No?
No.
Poor Jenny?
You said I would know her. I looked in their faces.
All right, Jenny. Come.
Back to Landsberg?
No, Jenny. You are searching for yourself and for Ilse. Ilse is not in Landsberg. Neither are you. We are going to continue the search. From Augsburg to Ulm, from Ulm to Ingolstadt, from Ingolstadt to Erlangen.
I have looked in her face. No.
From Erlangen to Nuremberg again, and then south to Regensburg.
It is not Ilse.
She was Jenny Arendt, but she was no longer dead. Her eyes saw. She stood before a child. Her lips parted, her hand outstretched, the fingers yearning.
No, not Ilse. Perhaps in Deggendorf. Maybe.
And so we came to Deggendorf. Frau Horgan, whose little girl is that?
She is my daughter.
When was she born?
October the 12th, 1940.
What time of the day was she born?
It was midnight.
Herr Horgan says it was in the afternoon.
Oh, he was away in the army. He wouldn't know.
Your husband was not called into service until December 1940.
Oh, no. I mean, she is my daughter.
Where is the birth certificate?
We neglected to... In wartime, you know how it is.
Frau Horgan, you're a liar.
She is my daughter.
Your eyes are brown. Your husband's eyes are brown. Her eyes are blue.
Yes, but she...
Your hair is black. Your husband's hair is black. Her hair is blonde.
Things like that happen. It is biology.
She's a kidnapped child.
No.
You got her from a baby farm.
No.
Her name is Ilse Arendt.
That is not her name.
What is her name? Tell the truth. What's her name? It's not your name. What is it?
Hannah.
The rest of it?
Hannah Moskowitz. Hannah Moskowitz! Hannah Moskowitz! Not Arendt! At least she won't get her.
I knew Frau Horgan. I knew the little girl was not Ilse. They knew it also. But I have done something. I have helped some different mother find her child. It is something.
Jenny.
Yes?
Remember Deggendorf. Remember this place. Because here in the month of June 1947, Jenny Arendt found herself. Now you will come with me. We will go to Passau and we will find Ilse.
I will go with you to Passau.
My name is Benjamin Singer, JDC representative in Passau. I found Ilse Arendt. It was very simple. I went to the grammar schools of Passau.
Please be assured of our utmost cooperation.
Naturally. There is always cooperation in Passau when you're accompanied by a member of the military government.
These are the two little girls who have no birth certificates.
They both had blonde hair and blue eyes.
This little girl is called Lisa.
Did you say Lisa?
That is her name.
Lisa is an anagram of Ilse.
Anagram?
Yes, the same four letters.
Coincidence.
Probably. Lisa.
Come here, Lisa.
Oh, you're wearing a pretty dress. Are you afraid of me?
Yes.
Here, I have some chocolate for you. It's a present. Take it.
It's quite all right, Lisa.
Thank you.
Where were you born, Lisa?
In Passau.
And you've been in Passau all your life?
All my life.
Are you sure, Ilse?
My name is Lisa.
He tells you to say so, doesn't he? Pachtvoya mamusha pshihaji.
Mama, could you only yes? What did I say? I don't know.
But I know. I spoke to you in Polish about your mother, and you answered in Polish.
I am German. I don't know any other language.
But you do, Ilse.
Lisa.
Yes, Ilse. Your name is Ilse.
No. No, you are mistaken. You must be mistaken. You must be mistaken. Who is my mother?
You're sure now, Jenny?
I looked in her face. It was Ilse.
And you're sure?
I am sure.
Singer, did you talk to the woman who claims her?
Yes, for 3 hours.
Well?
I can't shake her story. Jenny, we're going to need more proof.
I told you, I saw her face.
Jenny.
Yes?
Think. I want you to think. Go back to your memory. I want you to find something in your memory that will identify Lisa as Ilse. Take your time.
I do not need to take time. For weeks, I have gone back to my memory.
Yes, Jenny?
If you wish, you may ask her to take off her shoes and stocking. There is one toe which sits upon another toe. It troubled her later. I should have remembered at once.
Well, wait here. I'll call you as soon as I verify.
No.
Jenny.
You don't want me to go?
I want you to stay here.
But you know she's your daughter.
I know.
Don't you want her?
I want her.
Then the search is finished. Let him bring her back.
To what?
To you, Jenny.
And where am I?
Here, in Passau.
Passau, Germany.
You don't have to stay in Passau. You can take it to Landsberg.
Landsberg, Germany.
It will not be Landsberg forever.
No?
Well, I don't think so.
You are not sure that it will be anywhere but Landsberg?
No, I'm not sure.
Landsberg is sure. Landsberg. Landsberg camp for displaced persons. Number 190062.
Jenny, what do you want?
I want my own world. Can you give it to me?
Not yet.
When?
I don't know, Jenny.
When will you know?
It isn't for me to say.
Then who will say? I must have an answer. If I am to bring my daughter back with me, I must bring her to my world and her world. Where is it? In America? In Canada? In Palestine? Where?
You will have to wait, Jenny. It hasn't been decided.
I will take charity for myself and pity for myself. But shall I take it for Ilse?
But, Jenny, are you going to leave her here?
I have found her. If I leave her, I die one more time.
Then you must take her.
I will. But where? Tell me where to go and I will take her there. And if you cannot answer, then why did you wake me? Why did you call me back? Why didn't you let me sleep? Tell me, where shall I take my child?
I was the first to speak to her. I helped rouse her. I am responsible for Jenny Ahrens.
I am the physician at Landsberg Camp. I went beyond the pain of her flesh. I probed for her soul. What shall I say to her now?
My name is Elberfield. I saw her eyes bright with perception. And I am also responsible for her.
In Passau, Germany, I found Ilse Ahrens. Jenny Ahrens found herself, and I found Ilse for her. But now that they are found, I am unable to say how it came about and why, and what is now to be done. We have struggled with ourselves for the answer. But the answer is not in us.
I stand here with Ilse. But I will not have your pity for me, nor your charity for her. I want my world. She waits with me until there is an answer.
If you would like a free copy of the script you have just heard, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we present Mr. William Rosenwald, Honorary President of the United Service for New Americans and National Chairman of the United Jewish Appeal, Mr. Rosenwald.
At this very moment, as more than 1 million surviving Jews in Europe continue their long search for new life and hope, an emergency conference is being held to find an answer to that search. Jewish communal leaders from all parts of the nation have assembled at Galen Hall in Wernersville, Pennsylvania, in answer to an urgent call by Henry Morgenthau, Jr., General Chairman of the United Jewish Appeal. This emergency conference is considering the effects of the liquidation of UNRWA, for at the end of this month, UNRWA will stop all of its help to refugees. The conference must also deal with the problem of the movement of large numbers of refugees in Europe who are seeking to find new homes in Palestine, in the United States, and in other lands. There are hundreds of thousands of unfortunate human beings who are part of that conference, for their plight and their need are not merely conference subjects. They are a burning challenge to the heart and conscience of all Americans. 1,400,000 Jewish men, women, and children have emerged from the Holocaust of Hitlerism. The need for new homes is tragically urgent. Some have gone to Palestine to build the miracle of blooming deserts. Others have arrived on our shores where, as new Americans, they are achieving our way of life. And, more important, are contributing generously to it. But the great majority remain in Europe where they must be helped until such time as they emigrate or until they reestablish their lives in democratic countries. Rehabilitation and reconstruction programs are underway in Europe. We cannot leave this work half completed. The United Jewish Appeal calls for a positive answer. It seeks help for the Joint Distribution Committee in assisting these people in Europe. For the United Palestine Appeal and its resettlement work in Palestine, and for the United Service for New Americans, aiding immigrants to our shores to achieve the freedom and security we know so well. You can offer the helpless and disinherited refugees opportunity to live decent, self-sustaining, and dignified lives. You can offer a gift of life that will end their long search for new hope by your participation in the United Jewish Appeal. Let us end that search now and forever. Let us prove that victory and peace are universal blessings to be shared by all. Let us prove that our fellow human beings in need have not been forgotten.
Thank you, Mr. William Rosenwald. Today's script was written by Morton Wishengrad and featured Mitzi Gould as Jenny Ahrens. The music was composed by Morris Mamorski and conducted by Milton Katims. Cantor David Futterman sang the liturgical introduction, and the entire production was under the direction of Walter McGraw. Free time has been given by the National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations to present this program in cooperation with the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. For a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.